I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Huck to and spit on that thing.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ron Hughley is out, Brandon Scott is in, and we are rocking and rolling. T-Mill ain't leaving yet. OT Mill's in behind that glass doing his thing now. There ain't no doubt about that. We're rocking and rolling, baby. And speaking of rocking and rolling, how about them Rockets, y'all?
Yeah.
How about them Rockets, fellas? They defeat the Phoenix Suns last night at the Toyota Center. 111-104. That is four straight wins for the Rockets. We were talking about, you know, right now there's a log jam in the West right there, really from the two seed to the five seed where they're at. They're within a couple of games of each other, and it's a hell of a time right now for the Rockets to get hot. They've won four straight, and as B. Scott mentioned yesterday, there's about, I guess, a six-game stretch here before they get to the Denver Nuggets next Sunday. There's about a five- or six-game stretch here where they can turn this four-game streak into a hell of a run, you know, for eight or nine games here. So, also, I think worth noting here that the win last night was the 41st win of the season for the Rockets, which matches their win total from last year. So, again, just for you casual fans out there like myself, I mean, if you wondered about the Rockets, are they trending in the right direction? Are they getting better? There's your number that tells you absolutely. We got six games to go, and they've already equaled the number of wins from last year at 41.
And even last year was the best turnaround in the game last year. It was like 18, 19 game turnaround or something like that for the Rockets. So when you look at year-to-year improvement, they were the most improved team last year. And obviously, this speaks for itself that they're matching their point, their win total from that.
Well, and with 16 games to go, if you get hot at the right time, you could turn around and double-digit improve this year. That'd be a hell of a two-year run.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be a two-year run.
That's exactly right.
Imadoka clearly has things rocking and rolling in the Toyota Center with the Rockets. Again, the defense was impressive. That's the one thing you can tune into the Rockets right now and fully expect to see is, regardless of who's healthy or not, you're going to see a bunch of guys that are bought in on the defensive end of the floor. There's a level of physicality that I just greatly appreciate. But the star last night, when you're on the floor with the Phoenix Suns and you're on the floor with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, you just expect one of those two guys to be the best guy on the floor, especially when you're playing the Rockets, a team that offensively just don't really have much of an identity. And there ain't no doubt about it last night, B. Scott. The best guy on the floor was in a Rockets uniform, and his name was Jalen Green.
Yeah, it's the ideal situation for Jalen Green. Efficient, getting to the free throw line, being in control. And to his credit, man, I feel like a lot of the criticism and analysis on Jalen Green, part of it is he is answering for the very, very beginning of the Jalen Green experience, right? So, like, every time he has a bad game or every time he makes a bad decision, we revert back or think back to the time where that's all he did. What now is every now and then it doesn't look so good. Every now and again he'll have an inefficient game, but for the most part, he's improved a lot in that area. And I think last night, not enough. I don't want to give him too much of a pass, but a lot. And I think last night was a good example of what it looks like or what it could look like when it's at its best. Just the simple fact that you can say definitively what you just said, and it is objectively true. Jalen Green sharing the court with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, guys who you are, if you're a Rockets fan, you got to kind of be reading the tea leaves and putting a pin in this for when do the Rockets go after one of these guys. They want to trade for one of these guys so they don't feel like they've got somebody like that on the team. That on a night when you're going up against those guys and they're sharing the floor, that Jalen Green would look like the best player on the floor. And then that Şengün, even though he wasn't as aggressive as you wanted him to be, Clint, even he looked like he belonged in that class, 7-7. Obviously made every shot, had 7 assists, and just overall the operation looked a lot cleaner last night.
All 5 Rocket starters were in double figures, and I believe was Jabari Smith in double figures too. I know he got off a few shots. I can't remember if he was in double figures.
Jabari Smith had 8.
8. He was he close. He was close. So
missed all of his threes. That was the killer there. He was 0-for-6 from 3, Jabari Smith.
Yeah, and Amen Thompson still out. You got any timeline on that when he's expected to be back?
Oh man, look, what did they say? It could be 4.
They said 10 to 14 days.
So yeah, 10 to 14 days. So I think that's probably consistent with that. A couple weeks.
So he's been out for I don't know, a couple days, 2-3 days. So we're still on the front end of that. So we'll stay up on that.
I do want to say this though, man. My fixation right now, this is like my, this is not something we'll talk about a lot on the radio, but like my nightly fixation with the NBA or as a Rockets fan right now is when the Rockets play, rooting as hard as I can for the Rockets to win, but also with the same type of energy rooting against the Golden State Warriors. Because I talked about this yesterday too, man. This is the game within the game. And I do want to point out the Warriors over the next few days now have nationally y'all can just turn on TNT or turn on ABC, and tonight TNT against the Kings, they'll play late, root like hell that the Kings beat the Warriors. And then on Saturday they'll play, I think, during the day on ABC hosting the Knicks. They're at home both games. Root like hell that the Knicks beat the Warriors, right, kind of simultaneously, like the game within the game. And I know that Rockets fans shouldn't have no trouble rooting against the Warriors.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I knew that the Warriors were going to make a run, but I did. I remember when they got Jimmy Butler, just thinking, man, it's going to be fun to watch the Rockets, in the same area with LeBron and Luka, and then also trying to keep Steph and company from catching you on the back end. That's good company to be in, and as a Rockets fan, it's entertaining as hell to watch and keep up with and follow for sure. All right, the Rockets next game, they got the Mavericks, 7:00 Friday night. That's in the Toyota Center?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, it's at home. That's right. Mavs come to Houston, 7:00 Friday night. That's when I think they start that run of 5 or 6 games where, as B. Scott said, they ought to be favored, man. So, boy, you want to fend off them damn Warriors and maybe catch the Lakers and catch a couple of them teams ahead of you.
And the Mavs have a G League team out there basically right now after the trade and all of the injuries. Yeah. I mean, they are basically hanging by a thread. Yeah.
5:00 fire.
Loud thunder, heavy rain.
Y'all know what that means. 713-572-4610. Cody Jinks. It's time to give away these tickets, y'all. It's time to give away these tickets. Caller number 4. Caller number 4, a 4-pack of Cody Jinks. 713-572-4610. Pick up your phone. Get in now. It's going to be a hell of a show. It's going to be a hell of a show at the Houston Rodeo, no doubt about it. Thursday, it's a Thursday night show. I can get down on one of them on Thirsty Thursdays. Cody Jinks is the kind that you can get real freaky with on a Thirsty Thursday in H-Town, couldn't you? Caller number 4, 713-572-4610.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, real quick, just let everybody know that just got off at 5 o'clock and they're listening. The Texans did make a move today after going silent for a day and a half. They did make a move today. We talked about it in the last segment, but I do want to circle back to it real quick for everybody out there that just tuned in. The Texans made a trade for an interior offensive lineman, guard Ed Ingram from the Minnesota Vikings. They traded a sixth-round pick for Ed Ingram. Ed was a guy that came in highly touted, second-round pick out of LSU, was given the job pretty quickly in training camp. Didn't fare well for a couple of years. They brought in a replacement. The replacement got hurt, so he started 8 more games. Once the replacement got healthy, they benched Ed Ingram. And, you know, he started a lot of football, came out of a similar system to what the Texans are going to be running from a terminology standpoint. He's a big, impressive prospect or potential, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, probably project at this point after 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's played a lot of football, and so he's got to be confident and comfortable. And to your point earlier, but he knows what he needs to work on. Hopefully, the change of scenery will help. But either way it goes, I think the Texans at this point in time, they're still in no man's land as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you get rid of, you know, you ship Laremy Tunsil out here. And you know, you bring in Lakin Tomlinson and you bring in Ed Ingram. That just doesn't make sense quite yet. Even if you were to draft somebody in the first round, it still doesn't make sense if your number one priority is to protect your quarterback and give him a chance to play at a high level, give Nick Caley, your new offensive coordinator, a chance to play at to coach at a high level, to give Cole Popovich, your offensive line coach, a chance to coach and put a product out there that you can be proud of. You can't tell me shipping Laremy Tunsil up out of here and bringing these two cats in is the honest effort that you're going to put forward. But I do think it's some depth at the very, very least, and it's going to create some hellacious competition with, I think, Juice Scruggs. I mean, maybe they push Juice back to center, but to me, I don't know why, but I'm just stuck on it. I think Juice Scruggs is a guard, but they are bringing in some interior offensive linemen, to say the least.
Clint, I could have more confidence in it, or really any confidence in it, if the Texans themselves had a better track record with evaluating and acquiring offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot separate the reason why we're here with what's being acquired. So, like, what I'm saying is, if you tell me that they're going to acquire two struggling offensive linemen, or offensive linemen who are experienced but have struggled as of late, but you could also tell me that, hey, the Texans have a track record of, like, they're the
Eagles.
They're the Eagles, or they're the Astros with pitching. You can go give them scraps, and they can make the most out of it. No, this is a team that couldn't make the most out of the most. And so bringing in guys that have either been lesser or that have struggled, part of it is their own struggles, but I'm even more familiar with the Texans' struggles in acquiring offensive linemen that endear confidence. So that's the problem. It's like not feeling like, hey, these offensive linemen themselves have been very good, nor have the Texans themselves been good at developing offensive linemen. Now, the difference is they got a new offensive coordinator. They got a different offensive line coach. You got to figure that things are going to look different. But until either there's a sexy name or just an actual result, it's going to be hard for me, at least, to be like, yeah, that's the way.
No, I mean, yeah. Look, to me, this is if we're looking at, again, even if it's a first round pick that comes in here, I mean, it's a failure if that's the final product of this offensive line. I mean, if that's what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio thought when they were going to ship Laremy Tunsil up out of here and talk about fixing the offensive line, and this is the answer, it's a failure, period. Ain't nobody going to have no confidence in that, and you can't even sell me that they believe that that's the answer. Even if you do add a first or second round pick, it still can't be the answer to fortify your interior offensive line after what we watched last year.
Caserio seems to have a massive Italian brain.
5 o'clock fire.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs got them old backup quarterback, boys. This old fella always lands on his feet, man. Gardner Minshew, he reached an agreement on a 1-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is awesome.
Oh, Gardner. He's not Pat, obviously, but you let Gardner Minshew get in with Andy calling plays in that offense in Kansas City, he'll sling that damn football all over the field, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope we don't see him, because I hope Pat stays healthy, and I hope that the Texans can beat Kansas City with Pat, but the That damn Gardner Minshew, he always lands on his feet. Hell, he got cut in with the Raiders talking about some kind of injury issue.
Yeah. Hey, look, you want to talk about finessing, but at least for the Chiefs, though, I think about it. Like, Gardner Minshew is a good starting NFL quarterback,
no,
but he can start for
you. Great emergency quarterback.
But in terms of backup quarterbacks, he's got to be somewhere close to high on the list. Like actual backup quarterbacks. Not if a starter loses, like real true backup quarterbacks. To me, I look at Kansas City's quarterback situation, and it's one of the better ones in the league. Because you got the absolute best in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and then
as far as Gardner Minshew goes, he's got to be right there with any guy that you could have as a backup.
Yeah, you got a top-tier backup, no question. I mean, he's produced when he gets in there. I mean, he's a scrappy dude. There ain't no doubt about it, man. He doesn't look the part, but he damn sure is a good backup quarterback. There's zero doubt about it. He always lands on his feet, though, man. I thought when I heard he got released in Vegas, I thought, man, is there some kind of injury deal or something going on? And here we go. He lands with a team that just seems to live in the AFC Championship and live in Super Bowls. But nonetheless, all right. I'm Clint Sterner, joined by Brandon Scott today. Ron Hughley is out of pocket. He'll be back next week. But we're rocking and rolling. OT Meals on the ones and twos behind the glass again. We greatly appreciate you listening, Houston. We greatly appreciate you listening to Sports Radio 610. We'd appreciate it if you tell your friends about it. Get them all hooked up on us. And hey. Download that Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. Take us everywhere you go. And log in, plug in. We greatly appreciate you, man. All right, there is, one, we had a winner of some tickets. And two, there has been an interior offensive lineman that has played really, really, really good football for an extended period of time that is has now been released. And there are dots that we can connect directly to Houston, about three different guys in Houston. This would be one of them signs that I could get excited about, if indeed my man is still interested in playing football. I'll tell you who that is, and we will cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. T-Mill, as I always say, is behind the glass on the ones and twos, y'all. And the Texans, they are on the hunt for interior offensive linemen. They're trying, y'all. They're trying. They got a couple of cats that they brought in, two guards that they brought in that I got to believe are depth pieces, competition pieces, but they can't be the answers to solve the biggest problem in Houston, which is protecting C.J. Stroud. Can't be. Can't be. So we're still on the go here, still on the move. Hopefully Nick Caserio's out there. He's working the phones and trying to get, I'm talking about lock, stock, and barrel starters, plug and play starting guards or centers. I know they're out there. I got to believe they're working on it, whether it's free agency or trade. I got to believe it's happening. There has been one guy. You may say, hey, what the hell are you talking about? Well, let me tell you. There's one guy that's been released, and it's the New England Patriots center, David Andrews. Longtime starting center. Former, by the way, free agent coming out of college. He did it the hard way, baby. He was a captain eight different times through his 10-year stint in New England. He's a Super Bowl champ. And if you watch him play, he's not one of those guys that's blessed with all the ability in the world and just has all the luxuries that the prototypical NFL offensive linemen have. He's a grinder. He's a dirt bag. He's nasty. And I think this team could use a little bit of that. Eight time captain. If I said eight times, you're a captain for a Super Bowl champ for a team that's won as many Super Bowls as New England. I want some of that in this locker room. Now he had shoulder surgery. He's recovering from shoulder surgery. So I don't know exactly how healthy he is at this point in time, but B. Scott, I've got a handful of questions. One, do you want to play? Two, are you healthy? Can we get you healthy by training camp, right? And then the third and fourth question I got are very, very easy, but it's what it's going to take for it to be an upgrade in Houston. Can you process? Can you communicate? I think the answer to the last two are yes and yes. Does he want to play and is he healthy? I don't know the exact answer to that, but I love the fact that you can connect the dots directly to Cole Popovich, who was in New England and cross paths with David Andrews. You can connect the dots with Nick Caley, who was in New England and cross paths with David Andrews. Nick Caserio damn sure knows about David Andrews and the success he's had in his entire story. So, again, I don't know if he's going to play. I don't know if he's going to. The interesting thing to me is why would, if you're David Andrews and you're done and you want to hang it up and you want to retire, why wouldn't you just go to New England and say, hey, man, I want to retire a Patriot. I'm going to get up out of here. Now, there may be some money involved, and this may be just the red tape of it all. Like, they have to release him in order to make it make sense on the books and something I'm not aware of. That could very well be. But if he doesn't want to retire, B. Scott, this to me, this is an ideal move for the Houston Texans to improve drastically with one dude coming in the building.
So my only other question beyond the four that you presented would be, and I know you probably have a little bit less of a concern about this because of the intangibles, because of the resume, but I do have to ask the question of what do the tangibles still look like after 10 years, after a major shoulder surgery? Like, the other side of do you still want to play is how well can you still play? And then the next follow-up question to that is what exactly are you surrounding him with? Because you and I have talked about this, and you've mentioned this as a former player, that like you can get away with your center not being necessarily the biggest, baddest, most talented badass in the world.
Absolutely.
But can he communicate? Can he do some of those other things that you were talking about? And we feel like this guy absolutely can because the receipts are there. But I would still have concerns based off of everything else that we've been talking about, everything else that the Texans have been doing in terms of acquisition, the guys that they're bringing around. It's like, okay, the talent gap got to get filled somewhere. Somewhere. Now, look, if you got five subpar talented guys and they're all, you know, beating, you know, kind of marching to the same drum and that sort of thing, I can get with that. But to me, it's also going to be about not just, you know, David Andrews and his willingness to play, but what is the ability and then what else are you surrounding him with in terms of talent? Like, going back to the conversation we were having earlier of, like, is Lakin Tomlinson and Ed Ingram good enough? Like, I probably not, but certainly not if you're talking about maybe a guy who's got more intangible than tangible than a guy like Dave. Yeah. Like, to me, if that's going to be your center, then I need a little bit more impressiveness on your guards. If those guys are going to be your guards, I need to feel better about your tackles. And you know what I mean? Like, the talent gap got to get made up somewhere to me.
No. There's no doubt that is a big, you know, I guess question mark there for the Texans. But when I look at David Andrews, and I'm going to assume that he's healthy, and I'm going to assume that there's some tread left on the tire. I say I'm going to assume that. I'm going to assume that if he lands with the team. I don't think there's going to be a team that's going to sign him if he can't play. And if that is the case, sign me up for this all day long.
Yeah.
And sign me up for the guy that brings all the intangibles that he brings, and then maybe he, let's say he does struggle a little bit during the year because he is not as good as he was 3 years ago physically, but he still brings everything else to the table, knows how to work around some weaknesses and knows how to communicate and do those things. Like, the value of a center is just, it's far underrated in our business. We don't talk about it enough. I mean, when you talk about the luxury of having, you know, the quarterback and the center knowing each other like the back of their hands, and I'm talking about from the way the ball snapped, the tempo, the spin, the location, you know, the center knowing the flexion of the voice, the ability to fix problems between the center and the quarterback, protection problems, the ability to get you in the right run with a little bit of help from the quarterback or a little bit of help from the center. Those things are just so valuable. When it comes to moving the football, staying ahead of the chains, converting first downs, and boy, if you can find that, which the Texans have not been able to find in several years, if you can find that, man, it's a beautiful thing. And I just, David Andrews, guy with a lot of experience, I would think would understand that and bring him quite a bit to this offensive line.
I love the intangibles. bring me the intangibles and the resume and experience that David Andrews has to bring or has to offer to the table, but I would still have some questions about the tangible side of it.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully, again, like the experience and, you know, everything around them would be enough to make up for it. But, I also think about like a few years ago when they brought in Justin Britt. Justin Britt was somebody who had all the right intangibles and said all the right things and had the experience that I think you like, but the dude just couldn't play no more.
He just
flat out couldn't play anymore, and you haven't seen him in the league since. I don't think that that's what this would be, but that would be sort of the thing or the thought process that I would guard against.
That's fair, 100%. I just know there's a lot of there. Again, there's it's easy to connect the dots with this guy to Houston, and there's definitely a need in Houston. And again, I do want to reiterate before the day ends, because it's we're only going to talk about the offensive line so many times here, but the thought here of removing Laremy Tunsil from the equation and the priority number one being to protect the quarterback from the inside out, and then you got Ed Ingram and Lakin Thompson, that cannot be the effort that's put forth for D'Amico Ryans or by D'Amico Ryans and by Nick Caserio. It just simply can't. There's got to be more coming down the pike, which I'm sure there is, whether it's via trade or free agency. These are the kind of guys that you're down to now. If you're not going to pay a guy $13 million to be your center, or, you know what I mean, if you're not going to trade for a Joe Tooney out there, how many times has Joe Tooney come on the market? Like, you're going to have to, the longer, it's not that, to me, when we're talking free agency and even trades, it's not can you find guys. The problem is there's typically more risk associated with it, right? I mean, the guys that are left on the market, a lot of times it's because they're older players, right? It's because they're 33, 34. You look at Brandon Scherff, the guard out of Jacksonville, right? He's 33, 34 years old, maybe even older than that. Well, that's a little bit of risk is going to come when you start dealing with those kind of players. But if you're not going to play a guard, if you're not going to pay a guard, you know, $13, $14, $15 million a year, hey, you got to go with Kevin Zeitler, who goes somewhere for 1 year, $9 million. You know what I mean? You got to take that risk. And I think the Texans, I love that risk. I'll be honest with you. Like, I've been in a locker room with a bunch of older dudes. Now, we were 5-11, so, I mean, take it for what it's worth. But, like, I was in a locker room with Eric Williams at the end of his career. And Eric was hanging on, he was hanging on by a string because he played a pretty physical brand of tackle, and he was still trying to get the job done. But when you look, like, my dude was still setting the tone every day at practice, daring folks to half-step.
Yeah.
You know, I played with Larry Allen late in Larry Allen's career. Now, he's obviously, we're talking about a Hall of Famer, all-time great here. We're not talking about Brandon Scherff. But like, the way those guys go about their business to stay in the league for 10, 12 years, and Mark Stepnoski's a great one as well. He's a center when I was with the Cowboys. He played, spent some time here with the Oilers as well, and then came back to the Cowboys. Like, it was, those are the guys to me that you just – Even if they're long in the tooth and late, man, they can bring so much to the table, especially when, again, there's this offensive line group, Skeezy, needs some level of hey boys, let me show y'all how this is done.
Yeah.
They need that in that room, because your O-line coach doesn't have it. He's young. I mean, he hadn't earned his stripes yet. And you really don't have anybody right now. Your best players across the board are Titus Howard and hell, a bunch of young dudes. Jarrett Patterson's probably your most experienced, right?
Yeah, I mean, outside of Titus Howard. I mean, yeah. The tough part about this, man, and trying to remake or redo your offensive line in free agency and in the offseason is, the fact is, the best offensive linemen, this is true across the league and players, period, but specifically with offensive linemen, the best ones don't usually become available. Because
and when they do, people overpay for them because it's such like Chicago. Like, Chicago went out there and got uber aggressive and overpaid for a bunch of guys.
Right, and they're having to capitalize on the fact that those guys are only available because they're too expensive for teams that are having to make business decisions like the Kansas City Chiefs are. But by and large, offensive linemen, you develop them and then you pay them in-house because they – you know, they are hard to get.
Yeah.
They're hard to get.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the Astros, y'all, we had they got a little split squad game going today, and we've hit on it a couple of times, but we got to circle back to it. The one thing that I think every Astros fan is keeping an eye on, it's Altuve in left field. something happened today that I think we were all worried about. And hopefully, I was hoping to not see it in spring training, but hopefully we don't see it again. I'll tell you what that is, and we will we'll cuss it and discuss it next right here on Sports Radio.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Radio 610.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley's out. Brandon Scott is in. And in the break, I'm sitting here, y'all. I'm watching. I heard it this morning. And you know, I love the way that, and I know it's media, hell, we're in it, we're part of the problem, we do it, but I love the way that it seems like every time I look up and I hear or I see a tagline of Aaron Rodgers, it sounds or appears like he's holding the Steelers hostage or something. Like Aaron,
it's PTSD, man, from how he did the Jets. I mean, how it ended with the Packers?
Yeah, no, it's PTSD. I get it. I guess Brett got some pretty rough treatment in the media, didn't he? When Brett was bouncing around doing his retire, unretire stuff, he got hammered pretty good, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the way of the former Packer quarterback, the legend Packer quarterback who moves on.
Hey, Bart Starr was a gentleman, dude. Okay?
Post Bart Starr.
So, Staubach too, all right?
Yeah, man. Everybody who's not great.
I don't know, man. It just turns me off. And maybe it's because I like Aaron Rodgers and I'm just not as put off with him as everybody else is. But I just like every time the conversation's like he's holding somebody hostage. No. Hey, he's the only, like he's tenfold better than the other option, which is Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And he's got two teams that are interested. One of them happens to be a 14-win team from last year that he could potentially go win another Super Bowl with.
But honestly, Clint, I think that's the argument for why he could hold them hostage. Like, let's put aside sort of the extracurricular with Aaron Rodgers for a second. Just that market or that demand right there. Look, you said it yourself. They'd be fools to not sign him. Okay, it seems like an obvious play for them.
I think they'd both be fools to not sign him. More so the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings, because the Pittsburgh Steelers they brought their backup from 3 years ago back.
What I'm saying is the Steelers need Aaron Rodgers more than Aaron Rodgers need them.
Very true.
So I mean, he kind of does. Not that he's holding them hostage, but he does kind of have them over a barrel in that sense.
No, there's no question. He's got a decision to make. I mean, look, the thing with Aaron Rodgers is do you go play in Minnesota with a healthy J.J. McCarthy? And if J.J. McCarthy, if you slip up, if the team starts out 1-3 and the team starts out 2-2, now are you in a situation where like, hey, man, to hell with this one-year deal we got with Aaron Rodgers. J.J., we got to get J.J. on the field, right? There's something there to think through. And if you go to Pittsburgh, you don't have that. You go to Pittsburgh, it's like, hey, Mason Rudolph is your backup. Mason Rudolph is back. Yeah. Like, you know, so, I mean, it is something that you need to – it's a tough-ass decision. The dude ain't got many seasons left. It's not about money. It's about, do I go to Minnesota and risk a slow start where I got to tell everybody around me to relax, but yet in the background they're going, no, JJ's going to be the guy. Thanks for coming in. We'll give you your $20 million. Move the hell on.
Yeah.
Right? Like it is a decision that he needs to hear from all parties. And the second thing is, I saw a report yesterday, I don't know how true it is, but about like Minnesota and Pittsburgh, they've met with and spoke with his representation, but they haven't had much dialogue with him. Like, I would think that both the organization and Aaron would like to have some level of dialogue with. If I'm an organization, I damn sure want to talk to the guy. Given what his reputation is, I damn sure want to talk to him at least make him lie to my face.
But is that the nature of dealing with Aaron Rodgers? That he's just a little bit pretentious, a little bit high maintenance, and maybe he's not someone who you can just sit down face to face with until you break bread.
Word on the street is that would be correct. I don't know. I guess I'm just fascinated with the coverage of like he's doing Pittsburgh wrong. No, man, he's got an upper hand right now with the way that this thing is, with the way the draft class is this year, and the way that all the other free agent quarterbacks that would have been ranked in the same, let's say, top five with him have all signed with the exception of Russell Wilson, and Russell can't hold his jock even when he's 41 years old.
Look, Aaron Rodgers is an all-time great, has a case for being right there among, like, if you wanted to make a Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, certainly talent-wise.
Yeah.
But he's older, he is expensive, and he is notoriously high maintenance. So I think that is the rub, that is where the nuance is, like, it is an obvious decision to go and be interested in Aaron Rodgers, especially on a one-year basis. But there are these other elements that make it a little bit hairy in trying to bring in Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to tell you, B. Scott, if I'm either one of them, if either one of them organizations right there, I'm going to embrace the hair, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see me.
I'm embracing the old hairy one.
Yeah, man, I'm good with it. Hair down to my shoulders, man. Let's get hairy.
I ain't talking about the hair on your head.
It's like a story in my life.
Hey, if I'm in Pittsburgh situation, I'm going to embrace little old Landon Strip. I'm just going to deal with it. We're just going to have to.
But it is going to also be about setting parameters. Like, we talked about this, too. Like, he can't have them, you know, I just said he does have them over a barrel in terms of negotiations, but it can't look like it did in New York. It wouldn't. But it's got to be like kind of a meeting of the minds and an understanding. Hey, this is going to be different around here.
Look, there is when there is a certain level of incompetence in an organization to that degree in New York, and you bring in a guy like Aaron Rodgers, or you bring in a guy like if it ever happened to Tom Brady, or if it ever happened, look, if anybody, even Russell Wilson, if Russell Wilson goes to an organization like that and gets the opportunity, like he went to Denver, and if that would have been Nathaniel Hackett. If that would have been Nathaniel Hackett in Denver, he would have become the most powerful guy there. The bad thing was, it was Sean Payton, and Sean wasn't going to let it happen on his watch. So, anyway, long story short, we'll keep an eye on. Biggest story right now, I think, in free agency is where Aaron Rodgers goes, which I think that domino of Russell Wilson then follows, and then we'll see the draft quarterbacks. But in the quarterback market, it's all but sewn up other than those two guys, at least from a veteran perspective. So, we shall see. Astros fans, real quick. The Altuve misjudges a ball on the warning track up against the wall today in left field. I think this is the one thing that comes from much as you can pull from a spring training game. It was the one thing we hoped we would not see in spring training, because now that you've seen it once, you got to worry about it happening in a regular season. It seemed like a routine fly ball that a normal left fielder would have caught with his eyes closed, but Altuve misjudged it. The wall came into play. The warning track came into play right there. B. Scott, this is the one thing that I think all Astros fans, we all probably have two or three things that we think about and worry about and want to talk about, but the one thing that I think is on everybody's radar is Altuve in left field misjudging fly balls.
I cannot get this question out of my head, Clint. And this is for you too, Tyler. Like, just to think about this, man. And us as Astros fans, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but let's just say it out loud. How close are we to having Jose Altuve be the DH? Like, how close are we to Jose Altuve as...
It would make more sense than what they're doing.
I mean, I'm just saying, as primary DH. Now, that it's difficult, though, because that's what Yordan Alvarez does, and you're trying to protect him from being in the outfield a lot.
Yordan.
Even if you're cool with him doing it a little bit, but, I mean, what do you do with Jose Altuve? To your point, it make more sense than what they're doing now. What do you do if Jose Altuve cannot play a credible second base and cannot play at an even replacement level, starter level,
yeah,
left field? Well, what do you do with it?
It's not going to be. Look, here's the deal. What I saw today, I'm not going to overthink this. It's not a big deal. They'll be fine. But what I saw today, he's not going to play. He's not going to play the same level as the other starters in left field. He's not.
Yeah, which I think that was.
He's going to do things on probably a weekly basis.
Yeah,
that
man.
Your normal left fielders that have been playing outfield forever that they don't do it in a major league career.
Yeah, I think I accepted, even when they just kind of seemed like they were going to be leaning in this direction, I accepted that he wouldn't be as good of a left fielder as, say, somebody that's just been playing left field for a long time. But the whole idea is, can you hide him out there? Yeah. Is he hurting you out there?
Because there's 8,000 games in a season, but we'll see. I mean, here's the thing.
But if he's hurting you with plays like that, yeah, then eventually the rubber gonna meet the road. Yeah.
It's not ideal. Here's
the thing: is let's just hope today was more about the wind and less about the wall and the warning track, because that's one thing he won't have to deal with in Dyken Park.
So excuse.
Let's do that. All right, T-Meal, man. Let's get it, baby. Last night was a rough night, but tonight you seem to be like an every other night kind of guy anyway. So let's ride, man. What you got?
Yeah, man, last night did not go well. Y'all, you fellas in there, y'all put a little cash in your pocket, though, telling that Alpy bet.
We know how to pick them.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well done, well done.
Feel good.
Yeah, 2 for 6, ain't going to cut it. We really need to get back on track with these Thursday bets, and I got 5 of them for you around the NBA. First, I got the Nets in the first half, +1 against the Bulls. Then I got the Bucks and the Greek Freak, -7 against the Lakers tonight. They're hosting them in Milwaukee. Then an over for you, Magic at Pelicans, over 216.5 points. Just thought that number was way too low for this matchup. And then 2 player props. If you needed any more reason to watch this Kings-Warriors game, B. Scott laid it out for you earlier. Gave you plenty of reason to be watching it, if you Rockets fans. But if you need any more reason, here's 2 player props in that game for you. First, Steph Curry, over 3.5 rebounds. And then his teammate, Jimmy Buckets Butler. Jimmy Butler, under 5.5 assists tonight for the Warriors as they take on the Kings. What do y'all like, or what do you hate? Let me know.
Am I looking at that right? Steph Curry over 3.5 rebounds is -155?
That's what I got it at.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that means it is highly likely to happen.
Anything minus one, like higher than 110. So like once you're getting to 120, 130, into those 150 and 160, yeah, it's more likely.
Yeah, I mean, you're 155, that may be the highest I've ever seen.
Really?
So I'm going to like that just based off of that. -150?
Oh, yeah, for a prop. I get what you're saying now. Yeah.
I like it. I like both of the, look, I'm going to be fixated on this game. I already told y'all that. Out of those 2 bets, I like them both. I think I'd go with that Curry on the rebounds.
Y'all want to run it back or what?
3.5?
It's a buck for you. That's $100 to lose, $155.
Look at me becoming a degenerate like y'all. Sign me up, Tyler. Why not?
All right. So y'all want to risk the 155 to win 100?
I'll do it.
Yeah, otherwise, it's risk 100 to lose to win 55.
Yeah, something
45,
like that. Yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do it, man. I'll get in with you boys. Let's go, man.
Let's go.
All right, that's T-Meal's best bets. Go to at T-Meal Real Deal on Twitter if you missed him and you want to check him out. He's got plenty of them there for you. It is one of them even numbered days where he does well. Texans All Access is live 6 to 7 p.m. with Mark Vandermeer and Johnny Harris. Area 45 is live 7 to 11 p.m. with Bajani Creighton and Santiago. That's all next. Hey, stay plugged into Sports Radio 610, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. We always got you covered. Until tomorrow, Houston, we love you, baby. When someone else instead of me
always seems to know the way. All right, welcome back. Congratulations to Maria, our latest winner. She takes home the C.J. Stroud autographed helmet.
She wins that.
Yeah. Congratulations to Maria. That's somebody's mother, Tyler. Calm down.
That's just a Brooks and Dunn song, Ron. Calm down.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.